Good afternoon, Liberty High School. My name is Caleb Rothy, and it is my privilege to be evaluating you in percussion today. We're here together at the Mission Viejo WBA contest, and you guys are on the field setting the stage for what I hope will be a fantastic performance. I'll be back with you in just a second, as soon as you're ready to go. All right, Liberty High School, here we go. Yeah, really tough cold attack to try to get together as a marimba section. A little inconsistent from person to person today. Just a little bit more work to do to try to make sure that we're communicating with each other so that we can set ourselves up for success on that first attack. I appreciate the introductory statement from the battery. Thank you very much for your sensitivity at the beginning. Also, really appreciate the punctuation at the end of the phrase. Pretty controlled sound here, very supportive battery. Bass drums are a little loud relative to appropriate balance for all the rest of the winds. Those voices are cutting through a bit. Snares and tenors quite appropriate though. Appreciate the shift to the xylophone color as a primary percussion contribution. Doing a good job moving our ear around the field. Delivery of those the content from the front ensemble, a little inconsistent from person to person. So just continue to rehearse that. Continue to work on that. Make sure that we've got a strong sense of pulse established up front, that we're listening back, keying into something behind us, and then everybody's communicating together and on the same page in terms of vertical alignment. Careful, vibraphones tumbling ahead just a little bit through this passage. Some individuals a little bit on the front side of the beat. Tough to get a read on the marimbas here. And from this vantage point, we've got the 5 freeway right behind us, so that certainly could be contributing to it. As I take a look at that last passage, I can hear that they're playing, but I can't make out the contour of that line. So that may be a mallet selection thing. In general, some very hard mallets in use on the xylophone right now, very soft mallets in use on the marimba. Maybe we can kind of meet in the middle, round out that xylo sound a little bit, and give us just a little bit more sense of articulation and definition on that marimba voice. Appreciate the sensitivity, snares over at the edge. A lot of separation from person to person, though, with regard to clarity and precision. And the diagonal form that you're in right now certainly contributing to that a good bit. Very difficult listening environment. Appreciate the call and response opportunity that we have between the mallet choir and the battery. Pretty fracturous though in terms of the vertical alignment. Continue to refine that. Difficult because the front ensemble establishes it first and then trades off to the battery. Battery, got to make sure that we're not listening to the front ensemble and responding to their sound, but instead right on top of the major's hands. And the front ensemble, got to make sure we're listening back at all times. Vertical alignment continues to be a bit of a challenge for us today. Really difficult metric modulation for us through that passage. Be careful that we're not telegraphing by compressing that phrase too much. Starting to rush through. We have some individuals that are certainly taking off. Yeah, and then other things like the little singles and the end of that phrase there, some of the snares. I think we're just getting a little bit out of our comfort zone, starting to hack away at the instruments just a little bit, so our sound gets really raw and it doesn't have that same sense of control and precision that we had earlier in the program. Continue to work on that. Make sure that just because it's notated on the page, you know, forte, fortissimo, with rim shots, different accent patterns, things of that nature, that doesn't mean step outside the bounds of a great quality sound on our instruments. We want to make sure that that is something that we always keep first and foremost in our minds. Appreciate the unison coloration here with the glockenspiel relative to the winds. Wondering if maybe even a softer mallet on the Glock might be even more appropriate in this particular vein. We're going to hear them just fine. Hear that instrument just fine. So maybe a plastic polyball, more like a xylophone mallet, would be really appropriate through that phrase. Definitely take a look at it. It's such an important moment for you in terms of the iconic sound that you're going to present as being characteristically your own. So you want to make sure that that moment gives you the most rich, warm, sonorous ensemble sound possible. Good opportunity, especially the ascending literature at the end, mallets, for us to be able to showcase a different quality to our ensemble. Some of that is not totally in our hands consistently from person to person yet, so continue to refine that. Bass drums overbalancing a bit through this phrase. Let's see if we can continue to work on that control, especially the unisons. Very heavy relative to the snares and the tenors. Snares and tenors checking out the heights. It seems to be no more than like 3 or 4 inches, kind of at a mezzo piano dynamic range. The bass drums are certainly much heavier than that, so continue to work on that sense of consistency to our sound and uniformity to the way that we communicate our music, communicate our responsibilities. There's certainly some room to grow in that department. And as we continue to work on the clarity and the precision, just bringing things together, trying to make sure that we're striking the drums at the exact same time, that's going to help as well. So kind of a two-pronged approach. We're going to work on that, the clarity and the proficiency through these passages, but then also appropriate balance of one voice to the next, just making sure that we understand our roles in the larger musical presentation and the musical texture at all times. Some very nice quality of sound from our electric bass today. Thank you very much. Good sense of pulse from that performer front ensemble. I don't know if we can hear it through a monitor, but maybe our electric bass player might be a great tempo source for us to be able to key some of the stuff in. Yeah, certainly going for this chaotic quality through that last passage. Bass drums, I think if we can start a little bit more subtly and then crescendo up, that's going to add to the foreboding sense of chaos that we're trying to create musically. Really difficult listening environment here. Get that vertical, I have to listen all the way back down to that bottom bass drummer. Organ color is so nicely done through here, just a little bit too loud relative to everything else that we're trying to support. A lot of motion in our material in the front ensemble here at the end. Not yet totally in our hands consistency from person to person, so continue to work on that. The most challenging material for us in terms of vocabulary, it definitely comes across as very challenging for us right now, so it's just not all the way in our hands yet, and I think those more technically challenging passages, those are going to be what needs some attention, both in the front ensemble and the battery, so really continue to work those. And if it's outside of our wheelhouse, outside of our comfort zone and some of these things, definitely take a look at making some modifications where appropriate. Maybe a couple of performers are on this and somebody else has a supporting line if we're not sure that we can get it all in our hands. We obviously, at the end of the day, we want to make sure that we're able to communicate a well-polished package that really resonates with the audience quite a bit. And I think we do that at several moments of the program today. There are other moments that are not quite up to that same level and that same standard yet. So continue to refine that, continue to work on that, and I think that'll pay huge dividends for you over the course of the season. I hope my commentary has been helpful for you today. I want to thank you guys so much for sharing your talents and abilities with me, and I want to wish all of you the absolute best of luck, not only for the rest of your season, but more importantly, as you all continue your music education. Thank you.